What's up, Conquer Nation? Today, we are going to get into taper week and what a taper week looks like. We're kind of getting into race season now. It's April of 2018. And here in Oklahoma City, the big event next week or this weekend actually coming up is the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon. If you've never run it, it's an amazing event. If you live anywhere local, definitely get out and cheer and check out all the amazing athletes. But put it on your bucket list. If you do not live around here, you definitely need to come check it out. They do amazing, amazing things with that event, and it funds the memorial here, which everyone needs to check out. But getting into the race season now, we have a lot of races going. I have a lot of athletes doing a lot of different things, and we have a couple of different kinds of taper weeks. So if you are going for an Ironman, which I know there's several people on our team that are racing Ironman Texas coming up, or if you are doing a mountain bike race this weekend, but you have a little bit more important race next weekend as an Xterra, or if you have a race that's kind of a C race, you don't really care, you're kind of training through it, what that taper week should look like for that. So let's start there. So if we have races that we are basically using them for training, and they have really no importance other than getting out and testing our fitness a little bit. It gives us a reason to get out and train a little bit harder, do some harder intervals that day than we would normally do. We kind of just want to do it for fun and kind of get the dust knocked off on the race season. And, or maybe we're training for a little bit longer event coming up, and this is going to be a shorter event that's just going to kind of help us get to that next level. So if we kind of have a C-level race or something we really don't have any importance on, I wouldn't change anything going into that event. Let's say that the race is on Saturday. Maybe on Friday, if it's a triathlon, or maybe on Friday you do a swim instead of a really hard run or a bike, something like that. So maybe that gives you a little bit of recovery going into the event. But other than that, I really wouldn't change much in my training plan. Maybe doing a bike on Thursday, swim on Friday, have the event on Saturday, and then maybe a day off on Sunday to kind of start recovering, and, or maybe an easy spin on Sunday on your bike to kind of spin out the legs a little bit and get ready for your next week, your next block of training. If the event is, say, kind of that B-level race, we kind of have some importance on it. We kind of want to do good, but we don't want it to take away from our main plan and our main goal that's coming up in a few weeks or in a few months. And it's kind of something we're just doing for fun, but we really want to put out a decent effort. That's something where, let's just for context, let's just say it's a triathlon and it's a sprint or Olympic distance length. Maybe you still do a heavy run. It's on a Monday, Tuesday, a really good hard bike on Wednesday, and then your Thursday and Friday is pretty tame. But your distances that week are maybe a little bit shorter, but you still have a lot of intensity, and maybe you still have your really long days on Monday and Tuesday of that week. So that way you're really still getting in the fitness that you need for the overall plan, which may be a few weeks or months down the road. So we're not getting off track of what the main goal is for the season or the main race that we have coming up, but we'll show up to the start line still a little bit fresh and maybe not as fresh as we could be, but we're not totally gassed and blown up like we are at the end of a normal week of training. Now let's talk about if we have that A race. This is the race we've been training for all year. This is the one that has the most importance for us for whatever reason, if it's to qualify for something, or we just want to have our personal best, or it's a new event. We've never done a full marathon before, or we've never done, an event of this kind. So the thing is that we're going to do there, it's going to depend on the distance of the race. I know we got a lot of people going to Ironman Texas soon, so let's talk about that. If it's an Ironman, I would start your taper about 7 to 10 days out. I'm not a huge taper fan. I don't like them to be really drawn out over a long period of time, because for me personally, and what I see with some of my athletes, is they start getting a little bit flat and show up to race day just not feeling like they have any pep in their legs. There's no snap there. So we want to pull the duration back down a little bit as we get closer to the event, but we definitely want to keep the intensity and the race intensity there. So what I mean by that is, let's just take a run, for example, our normal long run throughout the week. Let's say it's normally, let's just throw out a random number, 15 miles. So maybe 10 days out, 2 weeks out, that comes down to 10 miles. The week of the race, maybe that comes down to 6 miles, but we still have some intervals inside of that session that are pace focused for our race. Our bike may come down from clearly a 5 and 6 hour ride that we did, you know, 3 weeks ago, and it starts tapering down in distance. So maybe 10 days out, that bike comes down to 2.5 hours. And the week of the event, maybe it comes down to an hour, hour and 20, 30 minutes. But we still have several key intervals inside of that hour and a half that's going to prime us for race day. So I don't want you taking complete days off, like numerous days. Yes, that final week, maybe you have a day off here and there, especially if you have travel and things like that. But even at that, I really am not a huge fan of totally having more than one day off a week leading into your event, because I see people really getting a little stale and a little stagnant. So always remember, whenever you're tapering, sleep is huge. You got to get a ton of sleep leading into your event. Clean nutrition, and I'm talking like lots of good quality foods, whatever your strategy is on your foods, making sure it's high quality food. But your taper, you want to bring down the duration, but keep up the intensity. Don't go totally lazy leading into the event. If you have any questions on anything that's a little bit more specific on the taper, or ideas or strategies with compression and stuff leading into the event, hit me up and let me know. You can find me at ryan@conquertraining.com. On Facebook, it's Conquer Training. And on Instagram, it's conquer_training. And let me know if there's any topics you want to cover. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.